Day morning cold out there, 21 degrees. We get to near 30 today for the high. Complete details in the weather forecast coming up in just a few minutes. You ever have this experience? You're talking to somebody and you just get a vibe from them that, you know, either they're trustworthy or not trustworthy, or there's something nonverbal going on. Well, it's their body language. There's a whole art to understanding the way that people are communicating with their bodies, and in ways that you can do that as well. And it's all spelled out in a new book called The Art of Body Talk, How to Decode Gestures, Mannerisms, and Other Nonverbal Messages by Greg Hartley and Marianne Karinch, both of whom are on the line with us this morning. Greg, Marianne, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Paul.
Appreciate you both joining us. Let's just get right into it, and let's talk about the number one person that everybody is trying to read something into his body language, our new president, Donald Trump.
Well, it's interesting, Paul, if you were to go and look at video of Donald Trump over the past 10 years, nothing has changed. He has a commodity that he sells, and that's his body language. There's a great interview with Jake Tapper on CNN. Jake is fielding questions, and he's picking them up with his hands and placing them in his lap. I mean, very, very demonstrative. He has created this entire business, if you will, around the way he deals with people, this trademark handshake where he drags people to him, all of those things of dominance that have become his art of the deal, if you will, he just brought to the White House.
Yeah. It's interesting because I was wondering, you know, as we launched into this presidency, well, you know, what are we going to latch on to about him? What are the mannerisms that we're going to, you know, notice about him? Because every new president or new public figure, you start to notice something about them. But with Donald Trump, as you're saying, he was a known commodity for a decade or more.
Right, and I think if you wanted to look at it in a slightly negative way, he's thrown cement into his body language. And, you know, so the lack of spontaneity really makes him, in some ways, inscrutable.
And he's a very large man. I think people sometimes mistake, when I was covering the debates, both the primary debates and the actual presidential debate, he's a very large man. I don't mean by that he's tall. He's also very heavy. So his body language is a little more muted than it was, say, in the 80s when he was on with Oprah and doing all those interviews. He's also not a young man, so his age has taken its toll on his body language, and he has less demonstrative body language than he did when he was younger. You could go way back into the 80s and see what his baseline would have been then and look at it now, and it's demonstrably different. And you can see that over time he has commoditized what he does. He's packaged everything in what works. He's kept that odd okay sign he does with his hands.
Yeah.
You can see specifically that he's gotten away with that for a long time. He doesn't get challenged much, or never has, because he has been the Donald in his world. And you can even see other people around him use that same body language, his son and those others, which is a good indicator that he's alpha and they're picking up on what he does. It's rewarded.
That's interesting. So what do we know about him based on his body language? That he's obviously portraying himself, at least, as very secure in himself, very confident, right?
I'm certain he is confident in himself and his decisions. And I read a really interesting thing yesterday where, you know, psychologists on each side or psychiatrists on each side are saying he's mentally healthy or he's not. Regardless of each of those, he's been successful in business. He negotiates, and I know this for a fact, he negotiates all the way down to even $50,000 and $100,000 contracts on his buildings. So if you do that and you're in the construction space, you're going to have a different body language than an average politician would have. And his confidence comes from many years of getting what he wants.
This is fascinating stuff. Marianne, how did you get into reading body language?
My background is in the theater. And so when I met Greg and learned that he had codified a lot of things, it made sense. A lot of my own background in the kind of rehearsal we're talking about related to Donald Trump, for example, all of a sudden it started to make sense why we do certain things, how we express ourselves, as in a deviation from baseline when there's some stress there. So I learned a lot that, you know, from Greg that just completely made sense of what I had learned before.
Now, Greg, how about you?
I spent about 20 years in the Army. I interrogated prisoners, taught body language, taught behavior back before the enhanced interrogation techniques of today. We had to rely a tremendous amount on body language and those things, and I still think it's the right answer.
So based on that, I mean, can people use body language to fool somebody?
Sure. And part of this is average people don't read body language well. We have intentionally, and I often call us the shaved ape in a reference to Desmond Morris's Naked Ape book, because I think we're embarrassed the fact that we are actually animals. We're designed to read body language. and we've turned it off. Most of us, you said in your opening, if you have a feel, humans are designed to read body language, and when you see something that's wrong, trust your gut and then look for why, is what I usually say to people.
Yeah, it is fascinating. So what can we learn from other people's body language and apply that to ourselves? I mean, Marianne, you said that your background is in the theater, so you probably see people on stage and the way that they carry themselves. You know, you kind of will make suggestions based on, you know, just what looks good. What do we need to pay attention to as we walk through our everyday life?
Well, there are certain things that are natural for us, and when those natural movements match what's coming out of our mouth, and there's a sense of authenticity. And a lot of times, you know, when you see bad acting, you don't see that authenticity. So what we can learn is just what comes naturally. Just pay attention to how we flow normally, and pay attention to what we do when we're nervous. Because a lot of times we give away our anxieties, we give away our tensions, we give away our desire to be with somebody, you know, if we're nervous about a date. So we have to learn how to tone down those tells.
Yeah. I got to ask you both. Saturday Night Live has been outrageous in the past few months as they have responded to the new Trump administration with, Alec Baldwin's portrayal of the president, Sean Spicer being portrayed actually by a woman, and several other impersonations. What do you think of that? I mean, do they find the right things to latch onto on there?
Well, I think they do find the right things to resonate with people, or we wouldn't be talking about it. We would just brush it aside. And it's interesting that you can stereotype any specific thing about a person, or you can magnify any specific thing and create caricature. So the things that we all notice, I mean, the hairstyle immediately brings both of those people in, so it's the physical. But then it's either the mannerism, the voice, the cadence. Those things all matter. When you watch Donald Trump, you see a lot of words and not really sophisticated language, so it's easy to track that and pick up with Alec Baldwin picking up with his less sophisticated language and the body style. And then with Spicer, also with cadence of speech and those kinds of things. It makes it pretty easy to stereotype and to pick up. And then once it becomes common, once everyone starts to understand what the role is, now it becomes more of a Maslow's hierarchy around the water cooler as everybody's talking about it, and so you want to believe the same thing too. So there's a little bit of both, I guess, is what I would say.
It's fun stuff, very interesting. The Art of Body Talk is the book by Greg Hartley and Marianne Corinch. Folks, thanks so much for joining us this morning. We really appreciate your time.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Paul.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.